This is Akashvani. The news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Bihar's Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana via video conferencing today. At the program, Prime Minister will also directly transfer 10,000 rupees each into bank accounts of 75 lakh women across Bihar. In a statement, the PMO said that this initiative by Bihar government is aimed at making women Atmanirbhar and promoting the empowerment of women through self-employment and livelihood opportunities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India has a triple strength of diversity, demand and scale in the food sector. Addressing the World Food India 2025 program in New Delhi last evening, the Prime Minister said, India is the most attractive investment destination due to diversity, demand and innovation. He said, India has continuously been contributing to global food security.
आज दुनिया और खासकर फूड सेक्टर से जुड़ा इन्वेस्टर बहुत उम्मीद से देख रहा है क्योंकि भारत के पास डाइवर्सिटी डिमांड और स्केल की तिहरी शक्ति है भारत में हर अनाज की हर फल और सब्जी की पैदावार होती है इस डाइवर्सिटी की वजह से भारत दुनिया में सबसे खास है भारत में विभिन्न तरह के खानों की जबरदस्त डिमांड होती है ये डिमांड भारत को एक कॉम्पिटिटिव एज देती है और इन्वेस्टर के लिए भारत को एक प्रीफर्ड डेस्टिनेशन भी बनाती है
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stressed on the correlation between international peace and global development at the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting in New York. In his address, Dr. Jaishankar said the costs, especially to the Global South in terms of energy, food and fertilizer security, were starkly demonstrated by ongoing conflicts, particularly in Ukraine and Gaza. Dr. Jaishankar also called terrorism a persistent threat to development.
It is imperative that the world display neither tolerance nor accommodation to terrorist activities. Given the extensive networking among terrorists, those who act against them on any front actually render a larger service to the international community as a whole. As we confront conflict, economic pressures and terrorism, the limitations of multilateralism and the United Nations in particular are visible. The need for reforming multilateralism has never been greater.
Home Ministry has cancelled the FCRA certificate of Sonam Wangchuk's NGO. Sources said that according to official findings, Sonam Wangchuk had deposited 3.5 lakh rupees into the FCRA account of the association in violation of Foreign Contribution Regulation Act in 2021-22. The NGO has also received 4,93,205 from Swedish donor for educational programs on issues including migration, climate change, food security and sovereignty. The ministry said a foreign contribution cannot be accepted for study on sovereignty of the nation and said the act is against the national interests of the country, citing violations under sections 81A, 17, 18, 19 and conditions of registration under section 12(4) of the FCRA. The ministry exercised its power to cancel the NGO's FCRA registration certificate with immediate effect. External Affairs Ministry has informed that three container loads of relief materials reached Kabul, Afghanistan via the Chabahar port and were handed over to Afghan authorities. This assistance is part of India's ongoing humanitarian support following the recent earthquake in the region. Union Home and Cooperative Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate three Durga Puja Pandals in Kolkata today. He will inaugurate Santosh Mitra Square Durga Puja Pandal at Lebutala in Kolkata. The theme of this puja is based on Operation Sindoor. In cricket, Pakistan sealed the final spot by defeating Bangladesh by 11 runs in the Super 4 clash of the Asia Cup 2025 in Dubai last night. Meanwhile, in another Super 4 encounter before the finals, India will face Sri Lanka in their third match of the stage today in Dubai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.